Down, sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, a good afternoon, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Friday, the 29th of March. It is Good Friday. Yes, it is Easter. When we remember that Christ died on the cross for our sins. A very, very special day for Christians around the world. Feel quite sort of, quite tired today. Like I could do with really not thinking about very much at all for the next few days. I'm sure many of you feel exactly the same, where you just go, wow, just it's endless, isn't it, being bombarded with things where you think, really? What? Before I read your comments, I just came across something on Twitter that Francis has posted. He interviewed some people asking them if they would you lock down again? This is Francis O'Neill in Islington, Angel Islington. And the answers are very, very depressing, to be honest with you. It's basically, yes, we would lock down again. That's what these people will say. 4 years later! 4 years later! After the... They must know people who suffered, who... bloody hell. Never has We the People, the book, been more important. So that's going to be one of my priorities. These fuckers need to see it and go, look at this, look at this, look at how people suffered. Benjamin Story took his own life. And the endless stories, I mean, they aren't even in We the People, of Ted. You remember the story I told you about Ted? Proud man, worked all his life, retired, and then wasn't a drinker, wasn't a smoker, and then basically died surrounded by buckets of his own piss, overflowing ashtrays and bottles, because the government essentially killed him with fear. That was in 2022. The government and their acolytes killed Ted and others using fear, using just the worst parts of the worst kind of evil. So I always never forget Ted. Ted, like my kind of, like my little touchstone for when I have a visual image that to make me angry at the fucking injustice of it all. So God bless you, Francis. Thank you, because I know you listen. So thank you very much for doing that. You stayed very calm. I don't think I would have been able to do the same, as you know. But you do need somebody calm to ask questions. Otherwise, the people, they're almost like, oh, it's got to be neutral for you to get the answers. Let us do the. The comments section. Where the hell am I? Oh, here we are. Yes, right. Monday, March the 25th. Blimey, that was just after Kegworth. First up, Johnny Woodrow. Love this summary, Abby. How do you deal with post-Kegworth blues? Plan for the next one. I was sad to miss the last day. So many highlights for me. I'll mention three. One, meeting Mr. and Mrs. Jules. They are just the best company. Two, meeting Natalie, Johnny, and Alethea. Hope I've spelt her name right. It felt like meeting old friends. 3, finally meeting you and having conversations and banter and planning in the same room rather than on Zoom. Blessings, Johnny. Bless you, Johnny. The Jewels, that's so kind, Johnny. We very much enjoyed meeting you too. Christine Taylor, sounds fabulous. So this needs to be booked for next year. Would love to go and find a dog-loving hotel nearby to make a long weekend of it. They do allow dogs. They allow dogs. They have dogs at Kegworth. So you can have your dog with you, I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they allow dogs. Oh, well, obviously, double check. You may not have to wait till next year anyway. There may be something towards the end of the year. I don't know. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but watch this space. The Jewels, we had a great time, laughed a lot with the best people, just what the doctor ordered. Scotty was even better in real life, a really lovely guy. Trudy, you were missed. Lisa, I hope you're feeling a bit better. Yes, I echo what Jules said. Scotty, brilliant. Trudy, very much missed. Lisa, we're thinking of you very much. Catherine Franklin, thanks, Jules. Yes, Clodagh, my twin, and I were so looking forward to meeting everyone too. We're coming to the Madeleine Bell concert in April, staying in Sloane Square. Brilliant. Mrs. Rosie Kay, me too, had tickets but couldn't go as our dog sitter was unable to make it last minute. Feeling rather left out. Usually I am happy to be. Bless you, Rosie. Well, yeah, it'd be great to see you at the next one. Catherine Franklin says, "Wow, I'm so sad that I didn't get to Kegworth. My sister and I were paid and booked in for the weekend with you. I've had a bad spring flu bug, fever, sick, diarrhea and terrible muscle aches. Still a bit weak, but feeling better today. I know Kegworth so well anyway, as I'm originally from Castle Donnington and I'm now just up the road in Nottingham. Anyway, thanks for telling us what I missed and at least my tickets went towards a great cause. Can't miss the next one. Bless you, Catherine." Random Free Human. That's Trevor. Lots of laughy emojis. Robert. Oh no, that's my surname. that was much funnier than knowing my name. Bless you, Trevor. Shouty Mom. Gutted I missed it. Thanks for the summary. Things seem exciting for you right now, Abs. Onwards. Yeah, I mean, they are, you know, it's always exciting. well, it's not always exciting. I'm looking forward to actually doing absolutely fuck all. I mean, fuck all, like literally not looking at social media, not looking at anything, just watching some films, some old films and going for walks and maybe meeting a few bees, a few bumblebees and looking at the flowers. Right, Dimitri X. And by the way, thank you, Dimitri, because you subscribed. You just subscribed. And you left me a lovely note, which I might find and read at some stage. Read out. Thank you, Abby. I was listening to you on a podcast and when you came to We'll Always Have Paris, the thought just came in. It used to be an axiom. I'm not sure about this at the moment, though. Has anyone seen the latest production of Equality and Freedom's Loving EU? Yes, indeed. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that We'll Always Have Paris. We'll always have... Well, it's a shame because all the individual European countries were great, but the EU itself, as people know, is just a globalist blob. They're not interested in borders and sovereignty and, well, goodness, truth and beauty. Far from it. They're just technocrats, basically. Communitarian, leftist. Oh, God, yeah. Anyway, vile. But anyway... Isla Sinclair Portland, personally, I despise Galloway. Oh, I'm not sure what that's related to. Well, you put welcome home, kidder. I'll read that bit because I'm not sure what the rest refers to. Yeah, George Galloway did push the COVID narrative. Yeah, you're right. There's lots of people. Yeah, a couple of people saying it's amazing how some people are blind to... can be very passionate about one narrative and blind to so many obvious agendas as Random Free Human, that's Trevor says. Leslie, welcome home. Erin Shirley, yay, you're back. I love it how everyone says welcome home. Like, Abby Daly is my home. It is my home. COVID666. TNT equals thanks, but no thanks. Great to hear your voice again. Bless you. Marie Lesbirel, glad you had a good weekend, Abby. Where can I listen to these pod recordings? Good question. I have asked, I think they're going to be sent over to me, the footage, the recordings, and I will get them out. I think that's the plan, but it's been quite a busy week. And don't forget, you know, we literally, everyone got back pretty much to normal on Tuesday, and now it's Easter, so there hasn't been a lot of time. Louisa, but I will keep you posted, don't worry. Glad you're back, Abby. I binned off TNT when I realised they put that Johnny Vedmore in your slot. He's a wrong'un if ever I saw one. Oh, fucking hell. Well, you know, it takes all sorts. Do you know what I mean? It takes all sorts. But I don't know the guy. I generally don't know the guy. But, don't know. The jury's out a little bit. Okay, let's go for the next one. Bridge over the troubled waters. Baltimore, Garraway, Catherine of the Bench. Malty. You know, I've got a theory that... that Baltimore, somebody was saying why... it was Bob in a WhatsApp group was wondering why it was called... talking about why it was called Baltimore, and it may be something to do with Bal, as in B-A-A-L, Bal and Timor, Italian for frightened, for fear. But I've got a theory as well that basically, no, it was an Indian man who didn't speak very good English. So when a curry was being offered around, instead of saying more Balti, he said Baltimore. And this is why that Baltimore has been named Baltimore. A thousand apologies, but Bob, I'm afraid you're wrong. It is very definitely Baltimore. But instead, he should have said more Balti, as in chicken Balti. It very, 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 very easy mistake to make. He is. Anyway, Mem Sub, that's the reason I think that Baltimore's called Baltimore. All right, so fucking shut it. Honestly, I sometimes think... If you could see inside my brain, I think it's just, you know, it's like a pinball machine. Dang, 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 dang. But anyway, but da da ba de ba de de ba da balti more. I'm laughing at my own joke. Christ, stop it. Stop it, would you? It's Good Friday. Don't be so sacrilegious. Right. We've got a few comments. Marie Lesbirel. Hi, Abby. I don't think Kate has had the actual vaccine. I think it was just saline. The whole of Twitter last week was going mental about it. The funniest tweet I read this week was from Scotty, who said Kate Garraway would literally sell Derek's underpants to get a Costa coffee. Too funny. Scotty does do some class tweets. Trudy, brilliant. Three laughing sideways emojis. I love that. It was like sideways face. And I hope all of you were doing that kind of face when you heard me Baltimore ding. Catherine Franklin says, I know it's old news now, but I think Kate had the mRNA vax because her parents would have taken them. She fell for the don't kill granny line. Charles may have warned her against them, but she, like so many people, didn't listen to advice. I think she probably does have cancer. I can't see why anyone would tempt fate by saying they have cancer when they haven't. Interesting, both interesting points, Mary and Catherine. I think Charles would definitely have fucking, I don't know what he had. I don't know. All I know is that these things are causing turbo cancers. That there is no doubt of. And if you've had a vaccine which has caused cancer quickly, and then you have another vaccine, then I'm afraid you've only got yourself to blame. Or if you have a vaccine thinking it'll prevent you from getting cancer, then I'm afraid there's no hope. That's my view. Anyway, I'm moving away slightly from the conspiratorial thing into the, look, guys, you know, this is fucking terrible. This is appalling. And I sent an email to the doctor, the private doctor I know, saying just that, that the medical profession, there'd be a backlash against it, and rightly so. And then I went, have a nice Easter. These people deserve everything they fucking get. Nick Huge. Hello, darling. Are you huge? Oh, yes, I'm Nick. Very good point about the establishment using Kate Middleton's brand to promote the new cancer vax. Well, that's also true. You see, a lot of things can be true, but they can also be conflicting, if you know what I mean. Of course you know what I mean. I don't know why I say that. You know what I mean? Because of course you do. Because you're brilliant. Dan Shanks. Good afternoon, Abby. Good to hear you're back on the pod. And I said, afternoon, Mr. Shanks. Good to be back. Lovely Dan Shanks. I love that name. Shanks. I just want to sing it loud. Joe Denby. Fully agree with you here, Abby. I have found myself disconnecting from it all because I can't keep up and people are losing focus on what it was that originally brought us together. However, sorry, I must say it. When it comes to everything is a lie and everything is a psyop.com, I find Miri AF to be one of the worst culprits, and yet everyone makes her out to be an oracle. Well, that's your opinion, Joe. I find her very interesting on a lot of stuff. I hear you. I hear your point. I come at things from a slightly different angle, because I want to stay sane. But we still need voices like Miri. And she has been right about a lot of stuff. The Bridgen thing in particular, which is rumbling on, by the way. He's asking for more fucking money. Jesus. Ross Kieran, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. William J. Casey. Interesting. CIA director, 1981. Yeah, everything we're seeing is all part what I believe to be an ongoing campaign of subversion designed to demoralize the masses. We are all guilty of feeding the beast. That is essentially social media data harvesting of the mindset. It's fucking emotionally draining. We've probably never been as technologically connected whilst at the same time completely disconnected from one another. The words of Rudolf Steiner echo as true today as when he wrote them. It will be the main concern of these spirits of darkness to bring confusion into the rightful elements which are now spreading on Earth and need to spread in such a way that the spirits of light can continue to be active in them. They will seek to push these in the wrong direction. I've already spoken of one such wrong direction, which is about as paradoxical as is possible. Interesting. Yes, and there's a longer quote. Thank you, Ross. But you're all very wise, and thank God for you. Thank God for this place where we can all discuss this stuff and air stuff in a free, respectful, passionate way. Greg, good one, Abby. Spell A-B-B-Y. Greg, for heaven's sake, it's A-B-I. Basically, I was christened Abigail, and then I took the Gale off. Well, I'm still officially Abigail, but just for ease, it's just Abby. ABI, so it's just forget the Gale bit. Christine Taylor, baffling still, isn't it, how people are dropping like flies? Totally agree with a gut instinct that when people put morals below profit, then there's something missing in their outlook. I've binned a few too. Have a rest up over Easter at some point. Have a good one. Bless you, Christine. Thank you, and welcome to the party. Excess Deaths AU. Top-notch pod, Abby. Thank you. So happy to hear you again. I'll have my Holy Week message out soon. Be seeing you. Bless you. Catherine Franklin, another great podcast, Abby. Sheep Farm Studios did a great podcast on Kate Garraway and her husband's story. As we know, that woman is a media whore who used hubby's illness to push COVID hoax. I can't believe she's still doing it. These are the people we're having to deal with. Indeed. Suzanne, good pod, Abby. Fully agree with some strange things going on with the royals. Random free human. Corporations were only ever meant to be short-term temporary arrangements, never permanent. They are dark, soulless entities only motivated by feeding their own existence, intrinsically anti-human. Brilliant. And on to meaningful Wednesday. I cannot say Wednesday without saying like a Spanish person. Wednesday, because why not? Meaningful Wednesday. Emails from Laura, Lisa, and Trevor, Ozymandias, begin and confronted by grace. Here we go, Johnny Woodrow first up. Thanks for the shout out, Ebby. Yeah, no edits on the pod, just stuck the intro and outro music on. Brilliant. And I've answered, my pleasure, re-edit, thought as much, was just musing out loud as per. Johnny says, Johnny says, I'm listening through with interruptions, just got to the handwriting bit. Haha, I almost wrote, give me a call if you can't read this, but you probably wouldn't be able to read that. I think I read Webster when I need to recenter. And then Johnny says, oh, you got it. Perhaps I should stop commenting until I finish the pod. Because I did. I was looking and I literally went, oh, it's recenter. Catherine Franklin, another meaningful podcast, Abby. I would like to send love to Lisa. Definitely sounds like you have made the best decision, Lisa, regarding the way forward with treatment. I think I would have chosen the same. My chemotherapy went well back in 2012, as I didn't pick up any infections and had no sickness, etc. But I wouldn't want to go through it all again. I certainly wouldn't just do nothing either. We can't just give up on all medicine, which is what some people are saying because of what's gone on over the last 4 years. Sending prayers that the hormone treatment goes well. I'd like to hear at a later date how they make you feel, with a heart and a prayer and a sun emoji. I'll be tuning into Johnny Woodrow later. Yes, indeed. Lisa, thank you, Catherine. I said right from the start I didn't want chemo. Who knows whether I will change my mind. Bless you, Lisa. Catherine says, just see how things go. Lisa says, I'll let you know how I get on. Bless you. And thank you, by the way, for sharing very personal things in this group, in the Abbey Daily Fam and Substack. I really value it, and I know a lot of people do on here. So hence, actually, it's interesting. We haven't had anyone shitting in the souffle of late, which is great, which means that there's nobody who, so people respect it as a, you know, as an entity where they don't sort of, yeah, I just think it's really nice that people can feel that they can share stuff, because that's what it's become. It's become very much organically. Oh, and by the way, it's 3 years since this pod started on my iPhone 6, 2022, Abbey Daily. Was it 2022? Hang on a minute. It was March 22, 3, 24. Oh, my God. Oh, doesn't time fly? Natalie, thank you, Abby. Lovely pod. Suzanne says, God bless you, Lisa. Your first instinct is always the right one. Great pod, Abby. And then Lisa says, thanks, Suzanne. Natalie, thank you, Abby. Lovely pod. I love this poem, an oldie but newish to me, about those beautiful little moments we have in life. And this is the poem. Jenny kissed me when we met, jumping from the chair she sat in. Time, you thief, who love to get sweets into your list, put that in. Say I'm weary, say I'm sad, say that health and wealth have missed me. Say I'm growing old, but add, Jenny kissed me. Oh, that's nice. Shouty Mum, it was lovely to hear an update from Lisa. You're often in my prayers. There was no wrong decision, only the right decision for you. God bless. Lisa, thanks. It's been a difficult few weeks. Catherine Franklin says, have a lovely Easter, everyone. May there be world peace. Yeah. Or just peace in this country, or some sort of, people stop, going mad and get rid of this government. That would help. Louisa, Hyacinth and Sheridan made me slightly piss myself. Random free human Trevor says, slightly. Ha ha, I love that. Slightly piss myself. Richard Sheridan's on the phone. Why don't you come round for one of my candlelit suppers? I love doing that voice. It's just one of those things I just immediately get into. Mike Watts. In fact, that reminds me of one of the people that Frances O'Neill was talking to about the lockdowns. Would you lock down? Well, you know, I mean, she wasn't quite like that, but it was like, well, I think, you know, when you have something which is a deadly, deadly disease, even if it's a cold, I would say, shut everyone at home, lock all the windows. Do not seal up your letterbox. Don't come round. Don't, for heaven's sake, interrupt me when I'm watching Antique Roadshow. Oh, I think I may have come up. Oh, shit, with a character I may have to do. Lockdown lady. Lockdown. What can her name be? I can't think now. Right, Mike Watts. Abby, the more I listen to you, the more I like you. Keep it up. Well, hello, Mike. Gorgeous. The more I... Yes, well, that's nice. I mean, you can't agree with everything I say, but I'm glad you... I don't think you have to agree with people to like them, do you? That's the other thing, which we've kind of got wrong. Thank you for updating everyone, Abby. Sorry it was a long email, and I apologise again for not being able to attend Kegworth. I was absolutely gutted. I just want to say the pub with Johnny was brilliant. Oh, Lisa, bless your heart. Well, we'll, you know, when there's some other gatherings, it would be great to see you, if you can make it, and lots of love, and love you lots. Yes. And it's good, you know, to, if writing helps you, write to me with updates and stuff. Yes. And all the best with the treatment going forward. My love, we're all thinking of you and we're all with you. Random free human, that's Trevor. Excellent reading and dissection of Ozymandias, especially shoehorning in an impersonation of Jacinda Hardon. Re-faith, indeed. Who needs to be identified with categories? We have reached the point where we act on whatever resonates as truth and love. Wise old John Butler says, the only question you need at any moment is, am I walking toward or away from God? Oh, that's beautiful. Lovely. Heidi, good afternoon. What you've put. Well, hello, Heidi. Sometimes, you know, I don't recognise some of the names on here. So it's lovely, you know, when people pop up, don't be, you know, timid about putting stuff here, because I'll read it out. And as you can see, I'm very fair. Read stuff out. Blimey. So what's next? Crikey, have we already come to the end of the fucking week? Jesus Christ. Sorry. Yes, Jesus Christ. Maybe not the best thing to say on Good Friday, but that's me, guys. Well, I'm not going to edit myself, am I? You know me. So this is Lord Have Mercy. Twitter truth bombs are plenty. Yeah, and this was all about so many things. Bridgen, knife crime in London, the woke stuff. In fact, let me read your comments and then I might be reminded what I said. The Jewels, excellent rant, spot on. The Kathleen Ferrier, St. Matthew Passion is sublime. So I replied, thanks, Our Jewels. Glad you enjoyed Kathleen too. Graham Kemp, tip-top fucking feisty form. You sound invigorated, resolute and crystal clear. Please don't underestimate how inspiring it is, how you uplift spirit and help keep us focused. Oh, Graham. I love you, Graham. I can't wait to meet you. Because even though I'm not singing on April the 13th, I'm looking forward to, you know, just hugging people and saying hello and meeting them in person, you know? Mike Watts, unfucking believable. I couldn't agree more, as I'm missing a like-minded person to chew the fat with. Abby is the perfect substitute. Well, thank you very much, Mike. You're a name that I don't think I've seen crop up a lot, so welcome and hello and, you know, thank you for joining the party. And I'm glad to be a person to chew the fat with. Catherine Franklin, you're spot on about the erosion of beauty. However, there are still beautiful pockets of UK where all the champagne socialists and senior civil servants live. Well, ain't that the fucking truth? Kevin Smith. Hey, Abby, great listen. I don't pop in as much as I'd like. I spend most of my time listening to independent American media and scientists who are well ahead of the Europeans on the injection die-off and the bigger agenda. I guess it's a bit like you and Andrew Bridgen. I can't warm as much to Dr. John Campbell and many other Brits who've entered the fight after being asleep for years. Better late than never, but I stick with folk like Mike Adams, SGT Report, Gerald Salant, Maria Z, Peter McCulloch, Sherry Tenpenny. But unlike most in UK, you have stuck with us all along and I hope to visit more often. You're very wise, insightful, and funny. All the best for now. Bloody hell, my head's going to be so fucking big I won't be able to fit through the bloody door. Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. That's lovely. Sorry, I'm saying up, like faux modesty. Well, thank you so much. You know, like I'm talking to a microphone on my own, in a room on my own, which always feels a bit strange. But I do feel like you're all down the other end. Like you are literally all here in front of me, which is great. Thank you very much, Kevin. I'm honoured that you think that way and for that comment. And I hope that I think the thing with this podcast, somebody said to me, is that the good thing is that you hear me wrestling with my own thoughts and my own stance on things. And I think that's what people need as well. So we need certainty on some, certainty and clarity on some issues or some tenets like truth, goodness, beauty, and protecting children and all that, all those things. And there are other things where, you know, maybe, yeah, where we struggle, where we sort of, we question ourselves and we go, hadn't really thought about it like that. But that is what this podcast is. That's what it's all, well, that's what it's grown into anyway. Because honestly, when I started with my iPhone 6, it was literally like, ooh, press record. I'll never forget. It was, I found the app, the Substack thing, and then went, oh, I wonder if I just press record and then go duh, 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 like in my bedroom. Oh, blimey. And here we are 3 years later. Bloody hell. Thanks to Martin. Actually going, yeah, you need a mic, love. Yeah, come on. Heather, Abby, it's 3 years this Easter since you started. Three men and a dog then, and when you blasted out the St. Matthew Passion, all was well with the world for a few minutes, like today. Thank you, Abby Star, and Abby East. Happy Easter to all the Ab fam with a heart. Oh, honestly, I can't tell you what this means. Really. Yeah, I love you all, guys. You're very, very special. Do you know what I mean? You're beautiful people. And I'm just finding one more thing. Find. Oh, on Twitter, the Moseley and King, it's a police station, Moseley and King's Heath Police. They've got a little bit more inclusivity in Moseley Station. We have a number of officer purchase prayer mats and hijabs to go in our police vehicles. Christ, on a bike. You just kind of think, wow. So have a happy Easter, everyone. God bless you all. And I'll be back sometime next week. Be seeing you.